Wake up in the morning feeling like I'm gonna have a good day.
Happy hump day, bump day.
Hump day, bump day.
Yeah.
The date is May 21st, 2025.
Let's go.
The show that you're currently consuming with your ear holes is Kira and Logan in the Morning. We're so glad that you're here. Hello, Logan.
Kira.
Quite the day ahead.
Two more matches left in the regular season today, the long one. We're going to Keene.
How you feeling about Keene?
It's going to be a long drive. It's going to be me and the top nine girls on the tennis team. Driving 2 hours and 15-ish minutes in a school bus all the way over to Keene.
You better have a poppin' playlist for that ride.
I'm getting bagels for the team.
Love.
Actually, technically, our assistant coach Mike is buying the bagels. I'm picking the bagels up.
Thanks, Coach Mike.
So, yeah, we'll see. I will be in a bus with nine, somewhere between 15 to 18-year-old girls for 4.5 hours.
God love you.
Today.
Well, if you were questioning whether you're going to heaven, I think after today, you got your ticket.
We'll see how they act. I'm sure I'll have some tales on the tomorrow from the rides.
Oh, can't wait. Can't wait for that material. So yesterday, we had a fun conversation about the BBQ of the century, the one that you're throwing, you listening, this coming weekend for Memorial Day weekend. If you have no idea what I'm speaking about, we're going to relive that conversation with you right now. I think you're going to like it. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the Morning. Logan and I have an assignment for you this morning. Hypothetically, or maybe you really are, having a Memorial Day weekend bash. A good old-fashioned ripa. And in this hypothetical scenario, you can invite one country star, one just regular celebrity. So that could be an athlete, an actor, a politician, if that's what you're into. And you can pick either Logan or myself to come to your party. So what are your picks and why? And if you'd like to chime in, a random caller is going to be skipping away on this Tuesday with a pair of tickets to see Zac Brown Band. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hello, good morning. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, my name is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. You're on with Kira and Logan in the Morning.
Oh, that's so awesome. Good morning.
I'm so glad you're here.
Who's going to your barbecue, Melissa?
Let's start with the country star.
Country star, I would love Carrie Underwood. Okay. I think that her vibe is really good. She's a mom, so am I, and I kind of feel like her, just everything that she stands for would kind of go really, really well with everybody that I would invite to the party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and your kids could play together, and maybe she'll wear shorts and we can see her great legs. I don't know.
Oh my gosh, right? And maybe she can give me some tips.
Fitness tips.
Some great legs.
Okay, let's move on to awesome. Just the regular celebrity.
Regular celebrity. You know what? I'm going to also pick Adam Sandler. Love it that he's from New Hampshire. I've always wanted to meet him. My son loves some of his old school songs, and I think that that would make his absolute day if Adam Sandler showed up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you got one of us. I have a feeling who you're picking.
So I'm actually going to pick Kira because I have been doing the In My Car the contest that you guys do, and I would love to actually do it in person and do trivia. That would be a lot of fun.
Oh, you want live Can't Be Kira at your party? I'm down. I'm absolutely down.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
We can have all the guests do it, and then if you lose, you can drink or something.
I just don't know how.
She's putting me to work.
I don't know how Adam Sandler and Carrie Underwood are getting along.
Okay. Oh, you're getting into the dynamics.
Yeah.
Oh, the dynamics. You know what? I think he is such a relaxed dude that I bet he would, I think he would kind of do well. I think he gets along with everybody. I wouldn't be worried about him.
Yeah, I'm picturing.
And I think he does too, right?
I'm picturing Adam in the corner having a pop by himself, finding a basketball hoop in the backyard. He's kind of like, oh, this isn't my party. I'm going to throw some hoops.
And he would, I think the party would probably be split. Half talking to Carrie Underwood and then half talking to Adam Sandler. The two of them don't necessarily have to get along, right? Just the main party of the guests.
Yeah, she's not really too worried about that.
Sure.
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay, we'll call you if you win, Melissa. Thanks for the call.
You rock. Thanks so much.
You rock. Lay it up.
Okay. Bye. We're still taking your calls on this at 603-749-0975. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, Rakira and Logan in the morning. Okay, so we are taking your calls. You are having an absolute ripa for Memorial Day weekend. I cannot wait for this party. So you have some choices to make. You can invite one country star, one just regular celebrity, that could be an actress, athlete, politician, whatever you're into, and you have to pick between either Logan or myself to attend. So we want to know your choices. We want to know why. We want to give a random caller a pair of tickets to see Zac Brown Band. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hello. Thank you for holding. You're on with Kira and Logan.
Hi, Kira and Logan. This is Brandy from Barrington.
Hi, Brandy.
What's up, Brandelicious?
Hey.
Let's talk about your barbecue. First of all, can't wait. Second of all, who is the country star that you are choosing?
Oh, absolutely, Jelly Roll.
Jelly?
A fine choice.
A fun choice, no doubt.
Yeah, even though he's dieting now, so I don't know if he's going to, you know, drink as much because he's watching his caloric intake.
He'll still be just as fun.
Kira learned the word caloric, and she has used it 12 times in the past day. It has been painful.
I'm doing too much?
Too much.
That's great.
Too much.
Okay, we don't have to talk about caloric intake
anymore.
Who's
going along with Jelly Roll? Jeez, please.
Jason Kelce.
You said Jason Kelce?
Yeah.
They definitely would be a good time to. So this is so far my favorite call. Because I think you need to think about how the celeb and the artist work together. And I think this celeb and artist work together very well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. They would be a ball of fun.
Yep.
An absolute ball.
Yeah.
Let's see if it continues to be your favorite call. Who are you choosing between Logan and myself?
I have to go with Logan.
Yeah. Yeah. Now it's definitely your favorite, right?
She said it.
Any particular reason why you're picking the spirited man over myself? I'm not bitter.
Because of who I'm bringing. Like, with all the fun that's going on, I can just see Logan rolling with everything that's going on.
So seriously, before she even said me, this was my favorite call. Because you, no other caller is thinking about how they're going to interact together. They're just picking their favorites. They're not going, okay, well, this artist is going to mesh well with this celebrity. I think your picks are perfect.
Oh, well, thank you.
Oh, and he can't wait to come to your party.
Oh, I can't wait to be there. Tarps are coming off.
The tarps are off. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. Good day. We are Kira and Logan in the morning.
Good day.
Good day. I said good day, sir. So, our question for you. This is a hypothetical scenario. Unless you're really having a Memorial Day ripper, then that's awesome. Can't wait. You're having a party, Memorial Day weekend. You can invite one country star, one just regular celebrity, that could be an actress, another musician, a politician, an athlete. And you have to choose between Logan and myself on who you're going to invite. And we're going to ask you the why, the reason behind it. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hi, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Oh, good morning to you. Is this Gina?
You know, it's Wendy. Look at you starting to recognize your callers. Good for you, girl.
Well, I'm clearly not doing a good job.
I was going to say, she said Gina. It's Wendy.
It sounded like a redneck mama, did it not?
A little bit.
Okay. So, Wendy, my apologies. Hope that doesn't sway your choice later on.
No,
but anyways,
not at all.
So, you're having a Memorial Day weekend ripa, and you can invite one country star, one celeb, and either Logan or myself. Let's start with the country star. Who are you picking?
You know, I've been thinking about this, and you know what? Thomas Rhett came to mind because he's fabulous and adorable, but then I thought, who wants to have some blue chair rum on the boat in the water with Kenny Chesney, right?
Everyone does.
Right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's a fine, fine choice. I don't think you're going to hear an argument from anyone with that choice.
Right? Celebrity, Kevin Costner's always been a cutie, but he's as old as me now. I'm being silly. I thought Andy Cohen, right? Andy Cohen in the water, giggling, laughing, right?
Okay.
Right? I thought Andy Cohen, he's so fun. He's always giggling. He's always in a good mood. He's, you know, being good to all his people.
Forgive me. Don't hate me, but is he the one who hosts Watch What Happens Live?
Yeah, Bravo. I mean,
Bravo,
he's brought all the housewives. Rhode Island is going to get some housewives. I'm going to pitch Wolfboro Housewives. I'm going to be one of them.
We'll I love that. I'll watch.
Right? And then, forgive me, Logan, but I would give Mama some time off.
Yeah.
And Kira would kind of just go and turn up with Chesney and Cohen.
Yeah.
I'm seeing it now.
The woman who forgot your name doesn't even know who Andy Cohen is.
Didn't forget your name.
That would be fun, though, for her to kind of hang with him, though. And she didn't. Usually you guys go, you know, who am I talking to? And she didn't, and it sounded familiar to her. So So good for her. Maybe it was Gina, and that would have been a warm hello.
She's like, call me Gina if
what
you need.
What is happening right now? Wendy, thanks for this call. Very funny.
Call me anything. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great to hear from you, Wendy. I won't mess up your name next time.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Love Bye-bye. Talking to you. Still taking your calls at 603-749-0975 on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, Akira and Logan in the morning. We can't wait. We can't wait to come to your Memorial Day RIPA. Of course, you can only invite one of us.
I gotta say.
What's up?
You have been saying RIPA, and it has been driving me up a wall all morning.
You don't like that?
It's not rolling off the tongue like I think you think.
Oh, okay. If you think I'm going to stop, you must not know me.
I know.
Now I'm going to say it even more. So you're RIPA. You can invite me or Logan. You can also invite a country star or a celeb to this RIPA. And give us a call at 603-749-0975. Tell us who you're picking. Hello. Thank you for holding. What's your name?
Allison. Hi, how are you?
Allison. Good to hear from you. So we can't wait to hear your picks.
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay, so let's start with the country star.
I want Kelsey Ballerini.
Okay.
That feels like a super warm special because hopefully we get Chase Stokes too. And her Pattern album is like on repeat lately. I love it. So.
Wait, would you be bringing Chase along with her?
Well, it's a 2-for-1 special. He'd be coming with her.
Oh, he's her plus one. That makes perfect sense. So you still get a celebrity to pick.
And then I'm going Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Now, is he bringing Giselle or maybe Bill Belichick and his 13-year-old?
Oh, jeez.
I think I'd rather Giselle, but, I just like Tom Brady because he's, just a phenomenal athlete and did so much with himself. So.
Love it.
Yeah,
love
who
it.
Doesn't want the goat at their barbecue?
No kidding.
I know.
Speaking of goats, so who do you want between Logan and myself?
I think Logan would vibe best with the guys in the room, so sure. I'm going to go Logan.
Thank you. It's a great choice. I would love to kick it with Tom Brady.
Who wouldn't?
No kidding.
She's like, who wouldn't love my picks? They're perfect picks.
They are perfect picks. Great job.
Awesome. WOKQ, who's this?
Hey, Alicia.
Hey, Alicia.
Hi.
Okay, it's going to be a good barbecue. This is the one that got really injured doing a back handspring drunk at a party.
That kind of woman.
Blew my knee out.
She blew her
knee out. Never forget.
She's like, I did it once and I'll do it again.
Got the scar to prove. All right, Alicia, who are you bringing?
All right. Same as the last caller, I would 100% bring Kenny Chesney.
Okay.
He's my favorite. Has been my favorite since, I was 14.
Okay.
You guys go way back.
He's life of the party. Celebrity, which she's a singer, but also has a talk show, Kelly Clarkson. She would be so much fun to hang out with.
I love Kelly. She just seems so nice and wholesome and fun.
And I think Kelly and Kenny get along.
100%.
I think that's a good combo right there.
Really good. Really strategic choice.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then for you, my friends, I would choose, sorry, Logan.
No,
I would have to
it.
Pick Kira.
Yeah.
Because we would also celebrate her birthday because it's her birthday weekend.
This is so painful that you brought that up.
I am so sorry.
You did it on purpose, too.
No.
Yeah, you did.
She's not wrong.
No, it's good. It's actually very wholesome that you, it's hard for anyone to forget. She talks about it every day, but it is wholesome that you remember when Kira's birthday is. That's sweet. That's a sweet listener thing to do.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the call and such well thought out picks.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great
day. Bye, Alicia.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
Okay, so Logan and I have our work cut out for us. One of our callers who weighed in on this hypothetical Memorial Day BBQ situation is going to get a call back from us telling you that you want a pair of tickets to Zac Brown Band. So now we have to deliberate off the air and pick a winner, and it's going to be hard.
Winner. Winner for the RIPA.
Yes, for the RIPA. But we'll do it. 97.5 WOK.
It's the 97. Think you've got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. 3, 2, ready, set, here we go. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Tanner, the tan man, the tanster. Are you there?
How's it going?
Good. Have you played this game before?
I have. I haven't called in a while. I just finished work up in Dover, and now I'm elsewhere, so I haven't been listening to the radio lately.
Well, thanks for listening to us today. We appreciate that.
Yeah, we'll take any day.
Of course.
That you want to listen to
us. I'm coming back to visit for the day, so I had to turn on your guys' station.
Visit Dover, New Hampshire?
Yeah, I just finished the DMC building up there.
He's a big old Granite Stater. He's popping all around the state.
You keep popping. But we're going to get to business.
Yeah.
So you need to kick me out of here.
All right, Kira, get out of here.
Okay, good luck.
I'm going to need it.
No. Maybe. I don't know.
I might. Last time I didn't do too hot.
Well, let's see how we do today. Question one can be multiple choice if you need
All right.
Okay. What kind of hairstyle does Mr. T have?
Mr. T? Give me multiple choice.
Multiple choice. Is it an afro, a mohawk, or he's bald?
It's a mohawk.
Question number two. In The Muppets, who is Kermit the Frog's girlfriend?
Miss Piggy.
Question number three. Keep me in mind, Zach Brown Band. Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road, you might get lonely. Keep me in mind. And I pray someday that you, blank.
Oh, I don't think I've listened to this Zach Brown song.
It's from 2010.
Yeah, it's probably why.
All right, should I leave it blank or are you going to guess?
Yeah, we can leave it blank. All I'm right. not going to know that one.
All right, Kira's coming back, Tanner. You know what you know and you don't what you don't.
All right.
We'll see how Kira fares against you. Stay tuned. Don't give anything away. She just walked in the room.
I got you.
He's got me.
Gentlemen.
Kira.
Good to be here.
Good to see you. Question one for you. Multiple choice here. What kind of hairstyle does Mr. T have? Is it an afro? A mohawk, or plot twist, he's bald.
It's a mohawk, I think.
It is a mohawk. You said mohawk. Tanner said mohawk. 1-1.
Excellent.
Question two. In The Muppets, who is Kermit the Frog's girlfriend?
Miss Piggy?
It is Miss Piggy. You're guessing, but you know it.
Well, I always thought that she was pining over him, but he wasn't interested in her.
Pining?
Yeah.
No, he's confessed his love.
Oh,
well.
I thought one liked one more than the other.
No, yeah, Miss Piggy, I believe what you're saying has some truth and some legs to it.
Okay, thanks.
But Kermit comes around.
Miss Piggy is just like the obsessed girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
But Kermit comes around. He comes around.
Okay.
Yes, he does,
like we all do. Question three, 2-2. Keep me in mind, Zach Brown Band. Somewhere down the road, you might get lonely. Keep me in mind. Mm-hmm. And I pray someday that blank.
You will love me only.
That is exactly it. Kira got that right. Tanner could not come up with a 2010 lyric.
It's a 2010 lyric. That's
Isn't
hard.
That crazy? 15 years.
Yeah.
And the song still slaps.
Well, I'm listening to like George Strait most of the time. So
2010's too modern for him.
Yeah, way too modern.
Sometimes, yeah.
All right, Tanner. We do need the phrase of shame, dog.
I'm Tanner from Webster, and I cannot beat Kira.
Well, Tanner, you got to pencil this in. You're still going to the Zach Brown Band.
Seriously?
Yeah, man.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. So as I was saying, Logan's parents were involved in a four-month-long saga that involved their cars being covered in coffee. And we just got to go ahead to be able to talk about it on the show. So joining us, we have on the line Logan's father. Did you want to welcome in your flesh and blood?
Yes, please. Papa would tell us what happened.
All right. I don't know. About 4 months ago or so, Vicky noticed a coffee cup out front of our house. Gave me a hard time about it. Mm-hmm. Thought it was from somebody who worked for me and said, hey, can you tell your people to, you know, stop throwing coffee cups on the front lawn? And I said, I don't think it's from anybody that works for me. It's from Heavenly Donuts. I don't know. It's nobody that works for me. So it happened a second time. And she's like, somebody's throwing, you know, coffee cups on our front lawn. I said, I'm telling you, it's not the people that work for me. It wasn't until the third time that it happened that we noticed it was all over the car. So somebody had thrown a cup of coffee at the car that was parked out front of our house.
What the heck?
And it went on for about 3 or 4 months.
3 or 4 months. Give me a rough estimate how many times your cars were vandalized.
It happened about 12 times. After the third or fourth time, well, we figured out it was going on. We put a Ring camera up, and we caught it on camera a couple times. And we knew it was a light-colored SUV, but we couldn't get the plate number. And we reported it to the police. We got them involved after about the fourth or fifth time. And eventually, we put a game camera up. First time we caught him on the game camera, we got the side of his car, but didn't get the plate number. The second time we got him on the game camera, it was dark out, so we couldn't see his plate number. So then I resorted to laying in the back of Vicky's SUV. this is true. This is unbelievable. Yeah, I had had it. I was like, I got to catch this guy. And of course, you guys have talked to Scott, my buddy, who's also a cop in the town. He works overnight. So like at 6 a.m, I was climbing into Vicky's SUV parked in the road, and he was parked down the street.
So you got the police on in it. You're hiding out, doing a stakeout. You got the police waiting on the other end of the street.
Then one day I come home and Vicky's car is covered in coffee. And I had the game camera out, and I bring it inside, and I catch it. We got him.
We got like, him.
The cup, you can see the cup is in air, his arms out the window.
Unbelievable.
And we got the plate number.
It is the strongest piece of evidence that you can have.
Truly caught red-handed.
It was crazy. The image the game camera got was nuts.
Yeah, it was crazy. So it turned out to be my neighbor who lived about five houses down. A grumpy old guy.
Who
was unhappy that when he was like traveling one way or the other, if there was a car coming the other way, he would have to stop because the car was parked out front. None of the parking was illegal. Anyway, they ultimately didn't do anything. You know, I mean, they knocked on his door. They told him to stop, and he did. But, you know, I mean, what are you going to do, you know?
Talk about it on the radio. That's what we're going
to
do.
But it was wild because it went on for 3 to 4 months.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Quite the saga. Yeah. And we've been wanting to talk to you about it, but I know you were in it. You were doing the stakeouts. You were trying to catch this criminal. So.
Well, I didn't want to scare him off. You know, I at least wanted to catch him. You know
right.
what I mean? And if he happened to be a listener, or if somebody in his family was, which I doubted, knowing what I know now, but well, he should listen, because then maybe he'd be a better show. Because maybe he'd be a better person. You know.
And if him or any of his family is listening, I know who you are.
Yeah.
And I do know where you live.
Yes, we do know where he lives.
And yeah. I, too, am a customer at Heavenly Donuts. Yeah. Thanks for sharing this tale with us, Papa Wood. Have a great day. Thanks for the time. So this has inspired our topic today. What have you caught your neighbors doing? Or what did your neighbors catch you doing?
Yeah. I would be nervous. I would be nervous. We got a first floor master bedroom. I don't know what my neighbors have caught me doing.
Oh, good God. Oh, no.
And my wife is so bad, she'll get out of the shower at the towel. I'm like, put the damn blinds down. She's like, who cares?
Yeah.
I guess I don't know who cares.
She's like, I'm on my property. This is my space. 603-749-0975. If you'd like to chime in on our topic today, we do have a pair of tickets to the NHRA Nationals at New England Dragway in Epping. 603-749-0975. What have you caught your neighbors doing, or what did your neighbors catch you doing? Taking your calls at 603-749-0975. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. If you missed it, we just had the man, the myth, the legend, Logan's dad, Papa Wood is what we call him. He was on the show sharing a saga that has been going on for the past 4 months. Basically, he and his wife, Vicky, were finding their cars covered in coffee from Heavenly Donuts, and the cups were discarded on the lawn.
Correct.
And they didn't know who was doing this vandalism. And they ended up catching the perp red-handed.
A neighbor. Five houses down, a neighbor was tormenting my poor Grammy and my mom.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. So it has inspired our topic of the day. What have you caught your neighbors doing, or what did your neighbors catch you doing? And random caller who wants to chime in, we do have an extra pair of tickets to the NHRA New England Nationals at New England Dragway in Epping. 603-749-0975 is our number. What's up, Phil? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Kira. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Did your neighbors catch you doing anything, or vice versa?
Actually, they caught us.
What happened?
So we were in the backyard, and we live in the woods, and we're backed by like 200 acres of conservation land.
Whoa.
A river on one side, no neighbors except for one that's set way back in the woods.
Okay.
And we had moved into the house, opened our pool for the first time. We'd been doing yard work all day, and we decided, hey, well, let's just throw off our clothes and jump in the pool.
Heck yeah.
Well, that was the day our neighbor decided to walk up the really long driveway and introduce himself and heard us in the backyard and came walking up to the backyard as we're in the pool and said, hey, I'm your neighbor. I just want to introduce myself. And we're sitting there trying to stay below pool level, buck naked in the pool, waiting for him to walk away.
Oh my God. This is
something out of a damn movie. What are the odds he comes that day?
Yeah, he comes up. He's like, hey, blah, blah, blah. My name is Mark, and I'm a veteran, and yada, yada, yada. And he only had one arm. He's like, I didn't lose it in the Army, though. I lost it at Bike Week in Laconia after I'd had too many drinks.
What? This is crazy. He's got one arm coming up the driveway, seeing a third leg in the pool.
Right?
Yeah, he's got two little dogs that he's walking with him. I'm like, oh, my God.
Did he address the fact that you two were in your birthday suits?
We kind of just stayed below pool level with our heads stuck up above the edge of the pool. We're saying hi, and we're like, hey, you know, unfortunately, we don't have any clothes on.
Oh, you did tell him. You told him.
Yeah. So now we just get a laugh every time we talk about it. He walks up the driveway. We see him once in a while, and he's like, remember that day?
Yeah, we remember. How could you forget?
Never forget.
It's so funny, too, because you said that you have so much, like, land in your backyard. I'm just picturing, you thinking, there's no way. There's no way.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. Welcome to our show. We're very, very glad you're here. Our names are Kira and Logan in the morning. Last name in the morning. So what we are talking about today is, what have you caught your neighbors doing, or vice versa? What did your neighbors catch you doing? 603-749-0975 is our number. Charlie, you have a tale?
All right. So I had an outdoor shower at my old house.
Oh, boy.
And there was a privacy fence, you know, towards the neighbor's yard, and you couldn't see on either side, right?
Yep.
But my neighbor's dog happened to keep going missing. And the only way you could see me in the shower is if you walk in my backyard.
Oh.
And that happened more often than not.
So did your neighbor come looking in the shower?
Always, like at least twice a week.
That's too much.
Twice a week? Were you ever in it?
Oh, yeah.
And what would you say?
I would wave.
Hey, good to see you. You're seeing all of me.
Yeah, were there words, or just like, hey, you're in the shower, I'm gonna wave to you like we're in the locker room and not look down?
She was an older woman. I would just wave and smile and turn around and keep doing my business, right? But she would like make it seem like she didn't see me. She'd be like, oh, sorry, and walk away.
Oh my God.
Is there a chance that maybe she looked forward to this?
Ah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she encouraged the dog to wander in your yard when it was shower time for you.
Betty White,
like, it was
looking
rain
for a
in the summer, so you couldn't even tell, like, there was no steam coming out over the fence. So I don't know how she timed it.
Okay.
She was looking for the invite.
That is a lot.
That's a great story, Charlie. Thanks for the call, my man.
Have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
So, I did. Oh, you know, oh, you go ahead.
You go.
Okay.
You go.
I did get caught by my neighbor. This was an odd sight. So Gwen was really little, and sometimes when I couldn't get her to stop crying, I would, like, pace up and down my driveway.
Okay.
And it was the summertime, so I was in, like, my nursing bra and, like, little shorts.
Good luck.
But it was very early. Like, I didn't think that I would, you know, cross paths with anyone. Sure. I only have, like, five people on my street.
Yeah.
So I'm pacing up and down the driveway with my baby, wearing next to nothing. And one of my neighbors, Dan, was going to, like, the dump or something early on a Saturday morning. Whoa. I'm like, hello.
Yeah, good to see you. You see me at my Sunday best.
Yeah, what about you?
Well, I was going to say, I have a neighbor, older gentleman, love him to death. His name's Doug. And once a year, it's annual, he goes on this fishing trip. And every year he comes back with some trout for me. And there was one night last year that I remember I was just in, like, some shorts. Truthfully, I think I was just in some boxers, just like lounging on my couch. And we have big glass windows in our living room. And this man comes right up to my back window. And knocks on the door.
I got your trout.
Holding a Ziploc bag of headless trout.
Wow.
And I'm just in my underwear. Like boxers. Like boxers. Not, sure. Not like tidy whities or anything.
Okay.
And you know me. I just open the damn door. I'm like, hey, what's going on, Doug?
Did he address it?
He's like, of course not. Because he's a guy, too. You know, like, boxers are just like shorts for dudes.
Totally. Totally.
But it was, thank God it was a guy. You know, because if it was a little Nanny McPhee coming across the street and I'm in my underwear, I would have felt uncomfortable. But yeah. I'm just standing there having a full-blown conversation with him. I'm like, yeah, I'll take some trout.
It's practically a bathing suit at that point.
For guys, yeah, for sure. For sure.
So what have your neighbors caught you doing? We're still taking your calls on this. If something is coming to mind, 603-749-0975. And we still have these tickets to give away to a random caller for the NHRA New England Nationals at New England Dragway in Epping. 603-749-0975. Is our number. Taking your calls on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning, and we are taking your calls about the things that you've caught your neighbors doing or the things your neighbors caught you doing. 603-749-0975 is our number if you'd like to chime in. Sully, no last name?
That's correct.
What did you catch your neighbors doing?
Well, at 1 a.m., 2 o'clock in the morning, they would be out in their yard gardening and picking weeds and raking and doing all these crazy things. I'm like, why are they doing this?
Yeah.
Well, after about 2 weeks of this, we start noticing this really weird smell in the air. Finally, we figured out what it was. Turns out they were a manufacturing meth.
Oh, my God.
They had a meth lab, right? And we're in downtown Concord, so we're not out in the rural area. Their wall is maybe 20 feet from us.
And you're living next door to Walter White, and you don't even know it.
Nice one. Good reference.
Oh, it was so much. And they weren't really, like, the pro kind, like a really organized type thing. So by the time the hazmat team had gotten in and out of there, they had to close the whole street down.
Sully, are you telling me you snitched?
I'm sorry, but it's very highly explosive. I don't need that with my grandkids in the yard. Like,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Hang up on this rap.
Snitches get stitches, Sully. I don't know if you know that.
We won't tell your address because, I mean, I'll tell you what, these meth cooks, dealers, whatever you want to call
them. They could be out to get you.
They could be hearing this and going, oh, Sully from Concord, that's who called the fuzz.
He's the rat. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, Kira and Logan in the morning. So, Logan and I received a message yesterday on the 97.5 WOKQ app, and it absolutely warmed the cockles of our hearts. It meant a lot for someone to take time out of their day, and it wasn't to inquire about tickets that they won. No shade if you're doing that. It wasn't to have us repeat the code. No, it's okay if you do
shade
that too.
Shade to that.
Major shade to that. She just wanted to say something nice to us, so I want to share it with the class.
Yeah,
is that okay?
Please.
All right. It says, hey guys, I just wanted to say I finally got a chance to download your app. Had to clear over 20,000 pictures to do so.
What's your excuse?
Yeah, right? Exactly. Anyway, I listen to you every day, and I just love your banter, energy, and positive outlook on life. You literally make my morning start off right. I always feel so pumped and ready to go while I listen to you every morning. Although I never dare call in for Can't Be Kira. You should, girlfriend. Kira and Logan, I want you to know that I love hearing about your lives. Kira, I love hearing about baby Gwen, and I love hearing about Logan's wife and all your fun family dynamics. Anyway, I know this is long, but it's been a long message overdue. Have a great day from Melissa.
What? Melissa, you are officially a friend. You're family to me.
She's a Foss, friend of the show.
Family in my eyes.
It's tighter than that. So thank you, Melissa, for taking the time to say something positive. She's probably that gal that after she eats at a restaurant, she takes the time to write a nice Yelp review.
Definitely.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, she cleared up 20,000 photos. I don't know if that was a hyperbole, but I loved it.
I loved it, too. We should all be a little bit more like Melissa. Okay, the time is now for us to play Can't Be Kira round two. That means two for the Zach Brown Band tickets. If you'd like to get your paws on these bad Larrys, the number you got to call is 603-749-0975. 603-749-0975. Zach Brown Band tickets up for grabsies right now. It's
going down. Think you've got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
All right, on the line we have Sean and his little lady Sophia. Good morning, friends.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sophia, where you at?
I'm right here.
Hi, are you on your way to school this morning or what are we doing?
I am. I'm on my way to school.
And how old are you?
I'm 12.
Okay, so you might be helping Dad out with some of these questions.
She's not a useless baby in the backseat.
No, she's a big girl.
Yes.
All right, somebody kick Kira out of here. It can be Sean, it can be Sophia, it can be both of you. You got to say, get out of here, Kira.
Kira, get out of here.
How'd I know Sophia was going to do it?
Sophia was doing it before I was done talking.
I'm leaving. Good luck.
It's like she's been practicing that line. All right, you two, she's gone. Question one is multiple choice. What is the greatest movie soundtrack of all time? Is it The Lion King, The Greatest Showman, or The Titanic?
I mean, personal preference or...
Nope. This is by a rating by IMBD. Is that the movie site?
Okay.
Yeah.
I go Lion King. What do you think? Okay, Lion King.
Lion King. Question number two. Tomorrow night, the goat in Portsmouth will transform into Luke's Diner, a famous diner where Lorelai and Rory would hang out and drink coffee from what TV show? Is it Gilmore Girls, Seventh Heaven, or How I Met Your Mother?
Let me go with How I Met Your Mother.
How I Met Your Mother. Question number three. This is Castaway by the Zach Brown Band. Pour me another one. Make it a strong one. We're gonna blank.
Cast away the night.
All right, Kira's coming back. Hold on. How are you guys feeling? Sophia, I haven't heard you in a minute. You still good? You still with us?
Yeah, I am.
All right, just making sure.
Okay.
Hey, Kira, welcome back.
Hey, Logan, it's good to see you.
Yeah, you too.
And you too, Sean and Sophia.
All right, let's roll, Kira.
Let's roll.
What is the greatest movie soundtrack of all time? By the rankings, not personally.
I was going to say, it sounds like an opinion.
No, if it was, well, never mind. That gave an answer away. Is it The Lion King, The Greatest Showman, or The Titanic?
You did just give the answer away. You rascal. I think that it's Titanic.
The answer is The Lion King.
That was my first instinct, but...
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then you probably should trust your gut, because Sean and Sophia did. 1-0 the good guys.
Good job, guys.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, Sophia knew that one.
She's pretty funny. Question 2, 1-0. Kira, tomorrow night, the Goat in Portsmouth will transform into Luke's Diner, a famous diner where Lorelai and Rory would hang out and drink coffee from what TV show?
Gilmore Girls.
Didn't even let me get the multiple choice.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was multiple.
No, it's okay. I needed to take a breath after my question anyway.
Oh.
And you got it right.
Cool.
Kira said Gilmore Girls. Sean and Sophia said How I Met Your Mother. Great guess.
Mother related.
Great guess. So that is now tied 1-1. Question 3, Castaway, Zach Brown Band. Pour me another one. Make it a strong one. We're gonna blank.
Pour me another one. We're gonna... This isn't a song I know that well. I mean, I know it,
but... I was gonna flex depending on what you said. I'm being very generous with this one.
Can I get it one more time? I'm sorry.
Pour me another one. We're gonna make it a strong one. We're gonna blank.
We're gonna party.
We're gonna have some fun tonight.
Oh, man.
However, Sean and Sophia said we're going to cast away tonight, and I'm pretty sure that's right also. Why are you doing that face?
I don't know. It sounds different than what you said.
Well, it's a different part of the song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm giving them the point. Sean and Sophia with 2, Kira with 1. Sophia's already celebrating. Go ahead, Kira.
My name's Kira. I'm from Hampton, and I can't beat Sean and Sophia. You guys, do you know what that means?
We're going to Zach Brown Band.
Yeah, you are. Daddy, daughter, night out.
Guys, I'm a big fan of you, just
letting
you know.
You go what?
She said, I'm a big fan of you, just so you know.
Oh, I thought she said she goes fake tanning, and that was confusing to me. Sophia, thanks for being such a good fan.
All right, guys, hold on a second. Thank you for playing and for making us a part of your morning. Number 1 for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. So Logan and I received a voicemail a few days ago on our 97.5 WOKQ app. It's from our listener Todd, and he is dealing with something with his teenage son that if you're a parent of a teenager, this might just feel hit very close to home for you. So we're going to listen to the voicemail together, and then we'll see if we can help Toddy boy out.
Yeah, so my son, Timmy's 16, and I don't know what's going on with this kid. He keeps on forgetting things. And it's basically like a problem with things that he owns. So like he left 2 different jackets now at places. One of them, he left like his jacket at the movie theater. It had this driving permit that we had gotten in it. So this was a real pain in the and then he left this other replaced jacket at some random school event, no lost and found, and I'm thinking, like, do I make my buddy start paying for things? And I'm just giving you the jackets as an example. He's been misplacing things, can't find stuff. I'm like, well, what do I do about this? You know, is it like just responsibility? Like, he just doesn't care? Do I need to start having him have more responsibility? Like, hey, you lose something, you pay for it.
Okay, it goes on, but I think you get the general gist of it. You can hear the frustration in his voice. I mean, what the heck do you do?
I have no clue because I was this kid. I was leaving stuff everywhere. Mm-hmm. I still do. And I don't know what the... Like, I don't know what the fix is.
I think it's really common.
Especially teenagers.
Right.
Yeah.
I too was that kid, and it really drove my dad up a wall and back down again.
Yeah, no doubt.
He says it's why he has a head of gray hair.
I believe it. I have a lost and found from my tennis team, and all of them are like, no, all of them. Those sweatshirts aren't ours. Well, there's someone's.
Is it a ghost?
Like, I kid you not, at least a half a dozen, if not a dozen, beautiful water bottles
Beautiful.
That I'm like, girls, it's one. What do you mean they're not yours? They're not mine.
They didn't appear from thin air.
Yeah. I don't know. I have absolutely no clue how to get kids and myself. I'm not putting teens alone. I'm with you teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
I forget stuff all the damn time.
Totally.
And I don't know what the fix is.
It is. It's difficult. It's uncharted territory for you and I. And like what Todd said, should I make him start paying for things? I mean, I guess if he has a job, if he's like working as a bag boy at Market Basket, but you know, like not all kids have part-time jobs when they're a teenager.
Yeah.
So what do you do if you have no they have no money coming in?
I don't know.
You just, I hate to say it, but I feel like you just don't replace the things they lost, right?
Or they have to. They have to replace it with their own money.
Right, but I'm saying if they don't have money, what do?
Then you can't, yeah, to your point, you can't do it.
I guess so. So I would be very curious to hear from parents about how you teach your kids to keep track of their things, to teach them responsibility. 603-749-0975. If you're listening to Todd and you're like, that sounds just like my son, sounds just like my daughter, do you have any tips for him? What has worked for you? Or maybe you tried something and it didn't work. And maybe that would be helpful too. Like, don't try this because it didn't work. 603-749-0975. Really trying to help our listener. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. We're trying to help out our listener, Todd, who left us a voicemail on the 97.5 WOKQ app. He is living in Frustration Station. He has this teenage son who has no respect for his belongings. He's losing things left and right. And sometimes it's like a jacket with his permit in it. So then they have to go through all the steps to replace the permit. And he's like, how the heck do I teach this kid responsibility? How do I teach this kid to keep track of his things? Because I'm slowly losing my mind. So if you've been through this or you have any tips or tricks for Todd, obviously this is uncharted territory for Logan and myself, as we have been teenagers but haven't had to raise these heathens yet. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hello. You are on with Kira and Logan in the morning. What's your name?
My name is Sean.
Hi, Sean. So what do you think?
Well, I'm a mom of five girls, and the way I did it was I bought it, and then if they lost it, they had to replace it with their own money or go without. And once they buy it themselves, they seem to be a little more responsible.
Okay. So this is, I mean, Kira, this is the strategy that you and I, this is the only strategy you and I
came up with. Do any good for you guys as adults. I'm talking teenagers because you're buying it yourself anyway.
No doubt.
We're beyond help. So we're just trying to help Todd's son.
Yeah, they seem to take more responsibility for it with their own pocket.
Okay. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Kind of learning the value of a dollar.
Absolutely.
Good one. Well, thank you for chiming in. And good luck with your five girlies.
Yeah, God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, we're still taking your calls at 603-749-0975. Those are our digits. And coming up in 5 minutes, we have that Kenny Chesney contest code on 97.5 WOKQ. 97.5 WOKQ, Kira and Logan in the morning. Those are our names. Oh, my word. Did you miss that 820 code? Well, you may be out of luck because Logan could have lost that sheet again. Did you lose the sheet?
Can you hear it in the microphone?
Yeah, he's got it.
The sheet is screaming at me. It's screaming 749. That's the code, by the way. 749, because pieces of paper don't really talk. 749.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know.
749!
Oh my God. Must you scream? So we're trying to help our listener, Todd. He's dealing with some real frustrations, raising a teenage boy who is losing absolutely everything. He's like, how do I teach this kid responsibility? How do I teach this kid how to keep track of his things? 603-749-0975 is our number. Hi, thank you so much for holding. What's your name?
Andrew.
Hey, Andrew. So what do you think?
Sure. Yeah, no, to me it sounds like the kids don't associate any value with whatever items that they're losing. That's my own personal experience. Anyway, at least with my own kids and probably with myself when I was that age. I know a lot of callers are talking about, making the kid pay for it or anything, but if they don't have any money, you can put them to work as well. Give them some hours and tell them this is how much it's associated with. And then the last resort is obviously just embarrass them in front of their friends, something awful like, oh, you forgot your coat again. Go ahead and run in there. You want me to hold your hand?
Oh, man.
That'll scar them pretty good. And I bet you that starts correcting some behavior.
Whoa. So I had so many questions about the first thing that I already forget because the second part of embarrassing your kid was jarring. So
The shame seems to work.
I do like the back pay.
Shame works.
The back pay concept. Like, hey, you just lost your coat. That was worth $40. Now you have to work on the house and do allowance $40 worth.
Yeah, exactly. You know, above and beyond, too, whatever normal chores they have. You know, now you have to clean your sister's bathroom on top of the other one, you know, that kind of thing.
And that sprinkles in the shame as well. Yeah, they don't want to clean their sister's bathroom.
I like this one more than the public embarrassment, I think. But hey, what do I know? Nothing.
It's really great to hear the tips and tricks.
Yeah, ultimately, we're all just kind of shooting in the dark and trying to figure out what works best.
So, a parent is...
Toby Keith, Willie Nelson, Beer for My Horses, number one Frito Country, 97.5 WOKQ, Akira and Logan in the morning. I think of that song fondly because you might not remember this, Logan, but you remember the day you had your best friend Nick in the studio?
Yeah.
And we played that song and the two of you sang the entire thing, not missing one lyric.
I mean... It's Toby Keith and Willie Nelson, a.k.a. Logan Sherwood, Nick Bonasara.
Yeah. It was great.
It's our karaoke duet song.
Yeah, I felt very, very fortunate to witness that duet live, so I'll never forget that. If you're just joining us, we're trying to help our listener, Todd. He left us a voicemail. I'm going to replay it for you now.
Yeah, so my son, Timmy's 16, and I don't know what's going on with this kid. He keeps on forgetting things, and it's basically like a problem with things that he owns. So like, he left... two different jackets now at places. One of them, he left like his jacket at the movie theater. It had this driving permit that we had gotten in it. So this was a real pain in the and then he left this other replaced jacket at some random school event. No lost and found. And I'm thinking like, do I make my buddy start paying for things? And I'm just giving you the jackets as an example. He's been misplacing things. Can't find stuff. I'm like, well, what do I do about this? You know, is it like just responsibility? Like he just doesn't care? Do I need to start having him have more responsibility? Like, hey, you lose something, you pay for it.
Okay, so any advice for Todd is welcome at 603-749-0975. Hello, welcome to Kira and Logan in the Morning. Who are we speaking with?
This is Jessica.
Jessica, to what do we owe this pledge?
So I'm calling in response to the dad, who seems a little troubled.
Yeah.
He's troubled, for sure.
What would you do?
Yeah. So I am a mom, but I'm also a therapist. And as he was listing these symptoms that he's struggling with, it sounds a lot like ADHD.
Okay.
So I think getting a quick assessment of some type of, you know, either therapy that can help him with some skills or medication assessment might help him, not just in the home with his belongings, but also you know, potentially in future jobs or relationships. You know, that there could be a deficit there, that he's not just trying to lose his things, you know, that he could actually use some support.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Don't want to negate, you know, that very well could be the case. But I do believe it could just be a symptom of being a teenager.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. And I think, you know, there's the answer is somewhere in between all of those things, right? That there's definitely different levels of importance placed on belongings and monetary value of things. But also a lot of kids, you know, these symptoms are not necessarily noticed for quite a while, and they struggle. So if there is something going on, and that's preventing him from remembering things like homework or, you know, later on in a job, to finish an assignment, that, you know, that identifying that need early would be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Jessica, I have a question.
Yeah.
How do you know, you know, to Kira's point, how do you know the difference, and this may be loaded and way too much to get into, but how do you know the difference between being just a regular forgetful 15-year-old versus, like, having ADHD?
Yeah, I would just say, in a very simple term, assessment, right? Like, figuring out, we always say our understanding of the problem drives our intervention. So if he just absolutely doesn't care about these items, then that's our intervention, right, is more behavioral. If he is really having difficulty remembering things, then he needs support in that realm. So trying to get a professional assessment about what is actually going on would be really helpful.
Okay, Kira, I may have ADHD and it may not be the drugs after all.
I'm feeling like we need to connect Todd with Jessica and maybe, yeah, you know, get an appointment on the books. But I don't want to get too involved here.
I want to get on the damn books with Jessica.
Thank you so much. It's honestly really wonderful to hear from a professional.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jessica, can we put you on hold? I want to take down your number in case we have other instances where we'd love to chat with a therapist. Is that okay?
Sure.
All right, hold on.
Okay, looks like we found our therapist expert here.
Check.
Love it. If you had a comment or any helpful tip for Todd and you didn't get a chance to chime in, you can shoot us a message anytime on our 97.5 WOKQ app, and we will make sure that it gets to him. 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. Oops, we are Kira and Logan in the morning. So it is time for compliments, double downs, and apologies, brought to you by Merchants Auto in Hooksett, New Hampshire. So I will be complimenting none other than the man who helped bring Logan into this world. We call him Papa Wood, Dave Sherwood, who came on our show today. So I loved his persistence, and I loved his tenacity in wanting to catch the perpetrator, the person who was throwing coffee at he and his wife and mother-in-law's car.
Yeah.
And it lasted 4 months, and he got several different cameras to catch them, and even went as far as to lay his wife's SUV in the back seat.
Just waiting.
A real stakeout situation. So I love how he told the story. I like that he came on the show to share it. And I'm glad he finally caught the person and that it's been, you know, brought to an end.
I'm going to just jump on this compliment before I get into my official one really quick.
Sure.
Because, man, my dad will not. I don't think he's ever stooped low enough in life. Like, he just won't do the wrong. He always does the right thing, I swear.
Mm-hmm.
My dad always says, do the right thing when no one's looking. And by God, of course, he freaking exemplifies it. Like, someone was torturing my family's house. I wanted the address. I wanted to go confront the man. I wanted to take matters into my own hands.
Mm-hmm.
And wholeheartedly, without exaggerating, I would have retaliated tenfold and handled it in a really immature way, and he would not let me do that.
Right.
Even when we had evidence of who it was and we knew everything, I was like, I'll handle it, Dad. And he was like, no, you won't. We're taking it to the police. And it kind of ended.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, I want to go take the doors off of his car.
Look, it's like, you never let me have any fun, Dad.
Yeah. He's always doing the right thing. So it's hard when you're getting tortured for 4 months to do the right thing, and he still did the right thing by not retaliating. So shout out to him, really.
Good guy.
Yeah.
Good guy. And so what's your real compliment?
Speaking of good guys, this guy named Phil, he's a good guy. We were talking about, and the jump off was my dad being terrorized by a neighbor. What have you caught your neighbors doing, or what have your neighbors caught you doing? Just listen to this call from Phil.
So we were in the backyard, and we live in the woods, and we're backed by like 200 acres of conservation land.
Whoa.
A river on one side, no neighbors except for one that's set way back in the woods.
Okay.
And we had moved into the house, opened our pool for the first time. We'd been doing yard work all day, and we decided, hey, well, let's just throw off our clothes and jump in the pool.
Heck yeah.
Well, that was the day our neighbor decided to walk up the really long driveway and introduce himself and heard us in the backyard and came walking up to the backyard as we're in the pool and said, hey, I'm your neighbor. I just want to introduce myself. And we're sitting there trying to stay below pool level, buck naked in the pool, waiting for him to walk away.
It's hard to make that kind of visual stand out, but Phil did such a good job. I'm picturing him and his wife just, like, chin on the pool deck. You know what I mean? As close as they can to the wall so that nobody can see that they're fully clothed.
They certainly painted a vivid picture.
A perfect picture. Phil, hilarious call. You understood the assignment. Thank
you. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And on that note,
we out.
Ginny Rogers is up next. So is 30 Minutes of New Country. And by the way, she has that Kenny Chesney contest code at 10:20. Your days are numbered to play along with that. This is the last week we're doing it. Tomorrow, Kenny kicks off his residency in Las Vegas at the Sphere. And you could be there. Can you even imagine? Do not miss that code at 10:20. Whatever you do. And all day long today, don't you forget who loves you.
We do.